From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our program. I will be continuing with my reading of an extract from the history of the 59 revival in a few moments, and then we will be turning to Exodus chapter 16 for another study in the series Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Exodus 16 is all about the manna, which fell round about the camp of Israel during their wanderings in the wilderness. The Lord Jesus Christ said during his ministry that he was the manna which came down from heaven. So in Exodus 16 we truly do have a picture of the Saviour. I want to read from John chapter 6, the verse 31 to 35, as a preparation for our study of Exodus 16. Turn there now, please, with me. John chapter 6. And the verse 31. While you're turning it up, let me mention that our reading from the history of the 59 revival deals with events around Tyrone, or at least a couple of the towns in Tyrone. I am offering a free copy of the book to anyone who contacts me by phone or by letter, while my supply lasts, of course. I look forward to hearing from you. Please get your copy of this book. It'll do your heart good, Christian, to read of what God did in the past, and it'll stir you up to pray that God might do the same again in our day. John chapter 6, then. Let's read from there. And it's the verse 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. May God bless his word. Now, here's the reading from the history of the 59 revival. Dromore is a small village lying 9 miles southwest of Omagh. The first revival meeting here was conducted by the rector and the Presbyterian minister. The awakening, says Reverend J.R. Dill, has effected the most marked and marvellous change in this parish. During a ministry of 25 years, I beheld but little fruit. I could find few, very few, of whom I entertained a good hope that they were converted. Now, blessed be God, there are many, changed in heart and reformed in life, who have been turned from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Prayer meetings well attended are now conducted in almost every district, and I have never witnessed anything like the deep spiritual influence, the earnestness, the prayerful spirit, indeed, the Jacob-like wrestlings with God in all these meetings. Formerly, I could hardly get an individual to assist in conducting a prayer meeting. Now I can get numbers willing to speak for Christ and to pray, and their prayers are not the words of the lip, but the very breathings of their hearts. Castle Caulfield. The village of Castle Caulfield, 4 miles from Dungannon Town, also shared in the blessing. The Reverend Joseph Atchison narrates, In answer to prayer and in fulfillment of God's faithful promise, the Spirit was given. Water was poured on the thirsty and floods on the dry ground. The plentiful rain was sent. The Lord's inheritance was confirmed when it was weary. The work of the Spirit was powerfully manifested. Persons of all ages and in different ranks of life came under its influence. Young men, strong in body, were affected as well as delicate females. Both the outwardly moral and the depraved have been visited by the powerful operation of the Holy Spirit. On some, the divine influence came like a rushing mighty wind, prostrating the powers of the body and faculties of the soul. And on others, like the rain on the mown grass, or like the gentle distilling dew. The meetings are still largely attended and have been greatly blessed. During the close of the summer, more than 2,000 were often gathered together, and the arm of the Lord was remarkably revealed. At one meeting, more than 70 were stricken, at another, more than 50. The open-air meetings were usually addressed by myself and converts from the neighbourhood or from County Antrim. There is a weekly union prayer meeting, conducted by the respected and devoted curate of the parish and myself, which sometimes number 700, and which has been greatly blessed by the Spirit and the conversion of sinners and for the promoting of union and brotherly love. Meetings on every evening of the week continue to be held, either in the meeting house, church, or Methodist chapel. The influence of the revival cannot be fully described. All classes and creeds have been reached by it. The change produced by those who have been awakened appears to be decidedly of an evangelical character. They feel a deep sense of sin. The cry of all is, "Lord Jesus, come and take away my sin. Jesus, wash me in the fountain open for sin. Jesus, I lay my sins on thee." They feel ardent love to Jesus and his people, and an earnest desire for the conversion of sinners. If the converted one be a child, the cry is, "Jesus, save my parents. Jesus, save my brothers and sisters." If a parent, the cry is, "Save my unconverted children." They feel also a great delight in God's word, worship, and ordinances. The houses of worship are now filled with anxious and attentive hearers. The neighbouring town of Dungannon also had its baptism, and 10 revival prayer meetings were commenced as a result. We will have another extract from the 59 revival next week. But now, let's turn to the Word of God. Let me just remind you of the portion that has given rise to this series of Bible studies entitled Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. You will recall that at the very beginning, and on a few occasions since we began our study, I have referred to Luke chapter 24, where you had the two unnamed disciples following the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus and his resurrection, turning their back on Jerusalem and heading towards the little village of Emmaus, overcome with despondency and despair. The Saviour comes to them. They don't recognize him, and they talk with him, and he questions them. And when he hears their despairs and their unbelief, in the verse 25 of Luke chapter 24, he says, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, without a shadow of a doubt, he would have turned to this very portion that we want to turn to today. I've already read to you John chapter 6, in the verses 31 to 35, where the Lord Jesus clearly indicates that he was the manna. That which fell in the wilderness was a picture of himself. We want to look at this chapter 16 of Exodus and see in it a picture of Christ. There are many, many features of the Saviour represented here. Let me start by pointing out to you the origin of the manna. In verse 4 of Exodus chapter 16, we read these words, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. The manna came down from heaven. You know, it's my great privilege on these radio programs to preach unto you a message that has its origins not in some theological college, not in the heart of some ecclesiastical leader, not in any meeting or council of a church. I declare unto you a message that has come down from heaven. I offer to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, manna from heaven. Now it fell mysteriously. It's likened unto the dew. It came down mysteriously. Who can tell or fully understand the wonderful operation whereby the dew is formed upon the grass? Oh, I know you can explain to me about condensation and all the rest of it, but is there not a wonderful mystery there? Well, even so it is with the Lord Jesus coming into this world to save sinners. 1 Timothy chapter 3, the verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Great is the mystery of it all, that the Lord Jesus Christ should have come down into this world to provide food for our souls. He's the bread of heaven. Again, the manna was given graciously. Now by that I mean, it was given to a people who didn't deserve it. How important this truth is in the gospel. In verse 2, we read, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. This is the disposition of the people to whom God graciously provided this food. They were murmurers, complainers, rising up within their hearts in opposition against God and his servants. Verse 12 of the chapter 16 says, and the Lord speaking here, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, and yet God gave to those murmurers the bread of life. Listen, men and women, Jesus made clear that he had come to seek and to save that which was lost. Not the righteous, not the do-gooders, not those of a wonderful reputation and of high social standing. He came to seek sinners, just as the manna came to a people undeserving. So the gospel is offered to a people undeserving. May you gather manna today. May you reach out even now and take Christ, the bread of life. Tune in again next week as we continue the study, for there's much more to be seen here of Christ. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.